Mr. Chairperson of the conference, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, permit me to convey best wishes and congratulations from Her Excellency Dr. Joyce Banda, President of the Republic of Malawi, to Mr. Jose Garciano da Silva, FAO Director General, on the holding of the 8th session of the FAO Conference. May I commend the Director General and his team for the candid report on the state of food and agriculture, which was presented to us. Indeed, addressing issues of food security and malnutrition requires integrated actions across sectors. Malawi places a greater importance on its obligation to ensure that no person in Malawi goes to bed on an empty stomach. In this regard, through the leadership of Her Excellency Dr. Joyce Banda, Malawi continues to undertake measures aimed at ensuring that food and nutrition security is attained both at household and national levels. The recognition of Malawi received here a couple of days ago is testimony that Malawi is on the right track to fight hunger and malnutrition. Mr. Chairperson, to address the challenges of food and nutrition security, Malawi is implementing its agricultural development programs through a homegrown plan called the Agriculture Sector-Wide Approach, which is aligned to the Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Program, CADEP, the World Food Summit Outcomes, and the Millennium Development Goals. The country is also fulfilling the African Union's Maputo Declaration, which calls on member states to allocate a minimum of 10% to their annual budget to the agriculture sector. Malawi remains committed to this requirement, as demonstrated by allocating 19% of its annual budget to the sector in year 2012-2013. Within the framework of Presidential Initiative of Poverty and Hunger Reduction, Mr. Chairperson, Malawi has embarked on several programs, such as the promotion of legume production to improve nutrition and income, the production of milk through the dairy development, the promotion of small livestock stock on pass-on basis, as well as fisheries and aquaculture development. In addition, Mr. Chair, the country has been implementing the Farm Input Subsidy Program for the past 8 years with remarkable success in improving food availability, particularly in the rural areas. The government has established under the Office of the President and Cabinet the Department of Nutrition and HIV/AIDS, headed by the Principal Secretary, to deal with issues of nutrition and HIV/AIDS. Due to the negative impact of climate change, it is increasingly risky to fully depend on rain-fed agriculture, as occurrence of the drought in some part of Malawi are becoming a common phenomenon. In this regard, Malawi has established the Green Belt Initiative, which aims to promoting irrigation farming. Under this initiative, Malawi has targeted to increase an area under irrigation from the current 100,000 to 200,000 hectares by 2016. Apart from Malawi for good land, Malawi also has natural resource management practices for sustainable agriculture production. Mr. Chairperson, Malawi realizes the importance of research, development, and technology dissemination for its economic development. The country has therefore embarked on improving its research and extension systems to reduce post-harvest losses. Malawi is promoting various crop protection methods, including use of metallurgical silos and improved pesticides with support of FAO in our communities. Mr. Chairperson, the fight against hunger cannot be won by the government or government institutions alone. Malawi believes in building strong partnerships. In this regard, Malawi government wishes to commend the role of development partners, the civil society organizations, and the private sector that are playing an important role in providing the much-needed financial and technical support to the country in agriculture sector. The civil societies have been playing a crucial role in the sector through provision of agriculture extension services following the reform undertaken by the government to allow for partnerships in delivery of services and promoting organizations of farmers into groups clubs and cooperatives to ease marketing and get better bargaining powers in selling of their produce. This has paved the way for greater participation for non-state actors. Mr. Chairperson, Malawi Parliament recently passed the Public-Private Partnership Bill, which will contribute significantly to the consolidation of the gains made in the achievement of the fight against hunger and malnutrition. This will encourage investment in the agriculture sector by the private sector for increased agriculture production and economic growth by participating in production, marketing, agro-processing and value addition. Mr. Chairperson, distinguished delegates, despite all these successes, Malawi continues to face enormous challenges in implementing its programs in terms of financial and technical needs. It is for this reason that Malawi believes and strongly appeals to all member states to support FAO's strategic plan and the program of work and budget and pass according to what has been defined. The country needs continued support financially and technically. I have no doubt that with concerted efforts and then by passing the budget, the battle against food insecurity and malnutrition shall be won by all of us. I thank you, sir.